Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Welcome everybody to the podcast In a Hen Shed in the West of Ireland. It is me, Hector Hookon, Tommy Tiernan and Loretta Bluett. And wherever you're listening to us, I say welcome. And I hope yous are well.
Now just, Hector, we have a wounded woman.
No wounds.
I didn't want to get to that straight away.
We have a wounded woman in...
Sorry.
Wounds were inflicted at the weekend.
We're a lot... Not this weekend. That was inflicted a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but more wounds...
We lost.
The wound was opened in Croke Park again.
I have to say, on behalf of everyone in Mayo, all Mayo people, we're so excited about Galway being in an All-Ireland final. We're wishing them nothing but the best. And I hope they can bring Sam back across the Shannon and we'll all be there to support them.
We would ask
the team maybe to take a visit down with Sam when they do win it in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, wouldn't that be the crack? The Galway team visiting primary schools in Mayo.
Yes, we'll take a day out in McHale Park and we'll invite them down and we'd love to see it. So best of luck to go.
Christ said, love your neighbour as you love yourself.
Yes, and I'm trying to live in Christ's way now, so I'm taking...
Well, if Christ was a Mayo man, he'd be shouting for Galway on Sunday week.
Would he be wearing a Galway jersey? I was watching a film the other night. Westworld. Have you seen it?
Oh,
it was from the 80s or something.
Oh, with Yul Brynner.
Sci-fi stuff.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah.
And you get on a train and you go off into it's basically...
Oh, it's a train.
Real life amusement.
Oh, it's like Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer. Yeah, you take a train and you stop at whatever fantasy world you want to stop in, and then you live in that fantasy world. So I was thinking,
you'd be getting off at 1 hour, mate. Of one day on Ireland.
And you step off, loads of country people from Mayo with bonfires
and
sand.
Get off in Ballina and Mayo, one day on Ireland.
That'd be the first fantasy that the train would bring us straight to Ballina.
Bonfires,
then you go to
Jersey.
You'll be there for 3 weeks and then it's over.
It's fantasy land.
It's gone.
It's not real.
It's not real, Larissa. It's not real.
Oh, where would you land? Castlebar, and they won the All-Ireland.
You have to pick which one was
Bonnie Conlon when they win the All-Ireland.
Yeah. So Sam Maguire wouldn't be the real Sam Maguire. Is that what you're suggesting?
I
know that was very funny now. I'm sure loads of people thought it was hilarious. I know, I'm not sure they found it as funny as you did, but no, I'm pretty sure
it's very funny. And the platform here in Castlebar. And the minute the doors open, Mayo have won in All-Ireland.
There'd be people getting off to live on Mars for a month or living in a brothel in 1820. Or fellas want to hang around with Herod when he was eating grapes and killing babies. And other people going, I'd like to get off the one where Mayo have just won the All-Ireland place. Anyway.
Well, if there was such a train, I'd happily get on it.
Yeah.
I'm doing something this weekend for the first time ever. I'm babysitting a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dog sitting for somebody whose dog is very precious to them.
What class of a dog is it now?
It's a toy poodle.
The fuck is that?
I don't know.
Do you get it in Smith's?
Yeah, with batteries. And I have to babysit. The dog comes with a lot of responsibilities. He comes with his own cage, a lamp. He comes with
his own reading material.
Yes, he likes Walker's oven baked crisps, but he's only allowed to have a half a bag.
Stop.
He goes to physio twice a week, so he's not allowed to go for long walks or jump from the couch to the floor on his own. He has to be lifted and carried around.
Oh, for fuck's sake, was he in the Late Late Show Toy Appeal or something?
He's got a...
What's his name?
His name is...
Oh. Doesn't sound like the name of a small
dog.
Sounds
like a very privileged dog.
So the dog, and like I'm now, I don't know if I told
The person who owned that dog now put the same amount of care and attention into immigrants, refugees.
Well, in fairness to these people, they actually do.
Oh, na-na-na-na.
Yeah, so they actually do. But
when is he arriving?
So I don't know if I told this person that I live on a main road.
And accidents will happen.
And accidents may happen. I'm so afraid. Dogs arriving on Friday. And my beloved said he had a great idea. We should bring it to a pound when they leave it in and the dog can't squeal on us. Like, so we just pick it up
the
again.
Dog will say nothing.
Yeah, the dog.
Open your mouth and you'll get it.
I'm joking. But like, so.
Put him into a pound. I'm joking. Reprobates.
But what?
Put him in the fucking washing machine.
Put him out the back and give him out the back of the house and say,
how big is a toy poodle?
Sort of like.
So the size of your foot.
Like Teddy,
it?
Kind of. A small bit smaller this than Teddy.
Human, so right? Teddy's a Labradoodle. So Teddy is like the size
it's
of a.
A bit smaller than Teddy.
Is he like a mini? Teddy. He's like a mini dog.
I don't know. He's a half a size of a poodle or something. I don't know. But I've never, like, I've had dogs, but I've never. Our dogs live outside, and you don't
like
you
real
feed
dogs.
Them. Like, so I said to her, "Oh, well, can I go out at the weekend when I have the dog?" Or, and now I'm wondering, do I need to get a babysitter for waiting in the
house? What did she say to you when you said, "Can I go out?"
She said that he can go into his cage at 8:30, and he can wait in there for 5 hours. And I said, well, if I'm at home, do I have to get up in 5 hours and let him out?
There's kids in Crumlin aren't getting that level of attention.
The dog can only go into the cage for 5 hours.
The child has to be in the cage from 7:30 to 10:30.
So, yeah, so could I leave him and go out at leave him? And I said, is he going to...
Don't be worrying. Throw him out in the garage and close the door.
Well, I'd be afraid a mouse or something might frighten him or...
Sorry, you're afraid that the dog might get frightened by a mouse.
Well, the dog doesn't strike me as someone who lives outside in a shed. What if he gets pneumonia or something from being outside?
Oh, please.
And so she's going to record on WhatsApp her saying to go for a wee-wee now and go to the toilet now and then I'll play it for the dog so that the dog knows that it's his owner that's
I've heard it all now.
Machine Fine Gael, this one.
Do you know what? I remember somebody telling me a story before where their neighbours were going on holidays and they left them with their two hens to mind. And there was four foolscap pages of instruction and €50 in case the hen had to go to the vet. I mean, you're not going to bring a hen to a vet, are you?
What if the hen starts getting sick?
So she said...
you're not going to bring it to a dentist, Larissa. Of course you'd bring it to a vet.
Yeah, but like, I mean, if
your
hen got
hen.
Sick...
It was a pet hen.
A pet hen.
Yeah, would you bring it... There's certain animals you bring to the vet, like. But if you saw a bird on the side of the street that was half dead,
begging,
would you bring him to the vet, like?
A lot of people love hens, pet cocks. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just hope to fuck and nothing happens to me this weekend to the dog. Because
I cannot believe that you're going to play a recording on WhatsApp.
I'm very worried about this.
Go to the toilet. To the wee wees.
And did the person, was this person, were they apologising to you saying, look, I know we probably mollycoddled the dog a bit too much?
No.
And is there, there's a couple, there's a man and a woman.
Yeah, but the man's always like said, oh, well, since the dog came along, he's basically a second class citizen. Like the dog's more important than him.
And do these people have children?
No.
Do you ever see that dog whisperer? Your man that is South American, the guy
Cesar.
He was the leader of the dog whisperers years ago. Now they're ten a penny. There's dog whisperers everywhere. And then I don't believe the dog whisperers. Just dog talkers.
But I'm not allowed to let the dog mix with children either. I don't have children, so that's helpful.
Stop, please.
But like my nieces and nephews would probably be mad keen to see the dog and stuff.
And they're not allowed.
No, she said he doesn't really like children.
Sounds like a great weekend.
I'll give you a 3-foot-long piece of wavin piping to take home in the boot and to give you bet your one round the head with it.
Do you know what you can do? Let him up to Rocco for a weekend with a Jack Russell.
She'll come back and he'll be smoking butties. He'll have a fucking Paddy Power
drinking Buckfast with a Jack Russell. Where were you for the weekend? As over an old Jack Russell blackguard. And he showed me the other side.
Rocco would have him out in the fucking town
all
night.
Poor Rocco's got the back left foot. The back left foot is starting to go go like this, and I think it's a thing with an age. I think he's about 12 now, and I asked a couple of Jack Russell people, what is the story? He's lifting his back left leg, and when he gets onto the grass, he'll put the leg down. So I'm bringing him for an x-ray because I don't like seeing him like that. But then when I offer him food, he'll come full.
I can find out where this lady brings her dog to the physio.
She'll probably bring it to the Mayo Clinic, will she?
Brings the dog to the physio. And what do you like?
Any
what's happened to her? I'm more concerned about her than about the dog.
What do you mean happened to her?
What has happened to her?
She's just going away for the weekend.
No, but that she's ended up in this situation with a small animal, where the small animal is being mollycoddled to the.
She just loves it, I suppose.
Some people like that with their dogs, aren't they? It's just the dog is the be all and end all. You know the dog surgeon, what's his name? The English fella. The Irish fella that lives in England and he's on Channel 4. What's
Fitzpatrick,
his name?
Fitzpatrick, is it?
Yes. Fitzpatrick and the clinic he has in the countryside and he's got 20
surgeons.
Yeah,
but he makes money out of that. He's a vet.
A genius. But you see the levels of love and attention that these dogs, that they give to these dogs.
And I said to her, I'll bring him, can I bring him for spins in the car? And she's like, yeah, but you're not allowed to leave him by himself in the car. And I was like, well, no, I'm not going to leave him by. And if you do bring him in the car, she says, you have to leave him in the car for a minute. You need to make sure all the windows are down. So
the dog is having a complete, he's taking the mickey completely. He's running.
I'm wondering, there's a match on, a league match at the weekend. And I wonder, do I have to bring him to the match? Or
I wouldn't.
You won't be going to no match, Teresa. You'll be going to no match.
But you should bringing the dog to watch a Connacht
League match.
What
you should do is you should get two slices of bread and take a photograph of the dog in between the two slices with a fucking line of ketchup down his back.
Why don't you give the dog a really strong tranquilizing sleeping tablet at the start of the weekend?
He'd be like the dog in Something About Mary and he'll go around in a fucking plaster car. I'll have to give him mouth to mouth resuscitation on Sunday morning.
You're worried about bringing the dog. I wouldn't put the dog through a division league match in Mayo if you could, because he could get psychological.
It's not more in Ballina. Couldn't get better.
It could knock the dog back years if he watched that level.
Not funny. So if you don't have any positive advice, then don't give me any.
I tranquilise the dog on a Friday, and then he wakes up. He'd be moving him on. She's at the door.
If you see on my social media this week, me looking for a replacement dog.
Will you please give us a photo? Will you give us a photo of it?
Yeah, I get regular videos, and last week wasn't great because I was sick and I was supposed to go and introduce myself to him and.
It was a one-on-one.
I was supposed to wait with him for an hour and so that he'd get to know me.
The poor woman is just gone. She's just gone to the far side now.
With the dog.
Yeah. She needs to be.
No, she just loves the dog.
No, it's not, Rita. It's just she's lost perspective.
But if you're going away in your house here, surely you don't leave the dog by himself and let someone come and feed
him. No, someone comes, but there's no. They're dogs.
Dog sitter.
They're dogs. But they're dogs. They're not. They run around. She doesn't have to hear their confessions or fucking.
Can I ask you, your backyard, is there a wall? Is there a fence? Is there an area where you can
close? There's a six barrel gate. If you were a calf, it'd be fine, but I should probably put some netting across.
Yeah, I'd say just for the weekend, you get a new gate put in. Just completely.
I'd throw him into a sock, hang him off the back of the door, and fucking leave him there.
Could you imagine the dog in the back door going, I've never been outside here. Where the fuck am I?
Well, if I bring him outside, I have to bring him on the lead outside to go to the toilet and stuff in case he runs away.
I hate him. I've never met him. I hate him already.
And what am I going to do with him?
Are you going to show him Netflix? Is he going to have a TV screen? What's he going to do? Is he going to get up on the couch with
you? But I said, will he make a poo in the middle of the night or a wee? Do I have to get up in the middle of the night and bring him to the toilet? And she said, no, when he goes in to his cage at 8:30 in the evening, he will wait in there.
I love the way the dog sleeps in a cage. Something really wrong about that. Yeah, put him in behind bars for night time. He'll be fine.
But I'd be afraid he'd eat my furniture.
The good thing about being in a cage like that, if he is happy and comfortable in there, he won't spoil it in there. He won't wee in his vicinity. And he was certainly not poo-poo in that area.
So I should probably not go out at the weekend.
I'd get up at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock just to give him four chances.
Well, it'd be awful crack if I go out and come back drunk at about 2, then I'll play with him for an hour.
Throw an old snack box into him.
Yeah, I'll get him some chicken wings in Supermax and he'd be sorry.
She won't know anyway. Whatever you do to the dog.
She won't know. That's
the thing.
She's
not going to know. She's not going to know.
Yeah, just lock him in the cage for the whole weekend. When she comes to the door, how was he? He was a dream.
Great form.
He was
great
a dream. The lovely dog.
Yeah.
Just as long as I remember to feed him. And she's sending his food.
And dogs can go a few days without food anyway.
So she's going to send food with him and all like a addiction or like a little Bible of all his things. Okay. He takes Calpol for his hip pain.
Dog Calpol.
Dog Paul for his hip pain. Baby Calpol. And yeah, he's very much. But I bet he's going to be an annoying fucker. He's going to be barking the whole time. Yeah, like I like dogs from afar, but.
Get into that cage! Shut up, you!
That's what I'm going to be listening to all weekend.
Get into that cage! What's that noise?
This could end our relationship. My relationship.
Stop barking! Shut up, you!
Oh my God, I wouldn't have the patience for that now, but it'll be a good test for my character of look children.
Just preparing you for marriage. Tell us, Rita, how are preparations going for the big event of joining with the beloved?
It's getting close now.
Yes. Is there anything you need to ask myself and Hector, just in terms of...
Well, what changes when you get married?
What changes?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose sex on tap would be the big thing that...
Oh, that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, what?
That doesn't happen.
Oh, no, that'll be ready. Just
what? It's just like a...
What I like to do
it's like a tri-flow tap.
What I like to do is like to blindfold the wife.
Right.
And just...
An out scenario.
This would be just a role
That's
play.
What the boys would call it, Navin. A bit of a scenario. I came into the... I made a lovely scenario. So I blindfolded her.
Would this now be the first week of the wedding? Like the first...
The first week of married life?
Married life.
Yeah.
Scenarios.
Scenarios.
The kitchen.
It sounds like a nightclub.
So you're cooking a bit of ratatouille on a Tuesday afternoon and then you go up behind the wife with a blindfold and you put her on her.
And this is the scenario.
You put her on her.
Yeah, and then you put it...
I'm on the run. I'm in the UVF. I'm on the run.
I've just come into your kitchen.
Yeah. So what
is that?
that get you going?
Is that a carbonara?
Is that supposed to?
I've had nothing to eat for 36 hours.
Oh, so,
I hope.
So you've all different scenarios. Lock her in the utility, another one, and let her bait down the door. And when she baits down the door, you're naked there in the hallway.
That's the first bus tucker throwing like.
With the Hoover, there's a noosey. There's a noosey Hoover sucking your willy.
What's wrong with you?
The Dyson.
I think you've been married for too long.
No, the locker in the utility is a good one for about an hour and a half.
And what, do you blindfold her in
she
there?
She bangs the door so much that her hands start bleeding and then you go, if I let you out, you have to sit in me knob.
You should be fucking locked up.
The other one then.
You ever seen those fucking television ads for stair lifts and stuff like that?
There's a fella talking to the camera and in the back there's and he just says, that's the wife. She've locked her in the utility. She's in there 3 weeks now.
She's in the utility for this last Tuesday.
I left her with the washing machine.
I'm gonna get the fucking mobility service.
A bit of dance and a bit of person. No, scenarios are good.
Scenarios.
Lock her in the car on a really warm day as well. That's another really good one. Do not let any air into the car. You know when Ireland gets 28? Do you know the heat of an Irish car on a 28? The fucking heat in here. Shut up. We'll stay in there for a few hours.
Lock her in the boot and fucking tie her with cable ties. That's another one.
Ah, that's very severe, Larissa.
No. Just in the car on here, a really hot day. The seat burning up. Burning there now for a while. You will be happy to come out and suck me knob after this.
Oh. That is absolutely fucking sick.
Oh, sorry.
What about women scenario? What should I do to like
put her in the closet in the guest room
and lock it.
Four padlocks on it, and say, now do a David Blaine on this. Did you ever hear of Copperfield? David Copperfield.
Scenarios. Pet scenarios, fun scenarios on a Sunday afternoon.
What happens when you get married? I don't know. I think
what
it's,
should I?
It's a, you're on a magical.
Should I do some like surprises for my husband to be?
It's going to be very funny the first week of marriage.
I know it's great. Myself and Hector are delighted for you.
It is so.
You're delighted for my
first
marriage.
No, but from when we met you way back in the day,
we never thought anybody would find you attractive.
Oh, how you've changed. What have you developed into? God, who'd have thought
it's a miracle.
Thanks, Peter. Fuck.
There's something beautiful, though.
There's something
altruistic about it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Isn't it mad when you think about it, Loretta?
It's not
that you're
fucking
about what? To get fucking married.
Yeah, you of all people.
That's what I'm mad. No, but the
no.
mad.
What do you mean?
No,
I'm like,
no, but it's just mad. Marriage is such a big commitment. It's such a big commitment.
What difference does it make to your daily life?
Very little. As my mother said, my mother came down, me, Seven Dipney were share. We had a little house on Middle Street, little two up, two down at the back, on front of the Augustine there on Middle Street, number 16 Middle Street. And my mother came down and she was a wise woman, and a wise woman with the Lord and the scriptures. And she said, look, I know you're living in sin. But as long as you can change the quilt cover on a Sunday night together, and as long as you're in love, I don't care that you're not married and you're shacked up together. And that's what it's all about. I don't think very, very much changes if you're in that
relationship. She had a deep old voice, your mother, didn't she?
She was smoking 60 a day.
I don't care. Look at Loretta. As long as you can change that quilt cover on a Sunday and look into
on your own.
After making a mess of it Saturday night.
That's something men don't like doing a lot, do they?
No,
changing
not when Barcelona are playing downstairs at 8 o'clock on Sunday evening. Just the little things, but it's exciting now. It's brilliant, and it's so you're on.
I just can't wait till it's over. I hate the thought of there being a day for me.
Is it the attention?
Yeah, I don't really like that side of it.
That will be only a tiny ingredient.
Yeah,
the main thing of the day will be people just out wanting to have a good, having a good time. So that there'll be very little.
And you are the queen of that aspect of it, of having party
fun, yeah,
people
fun.
Having fun, people that you love.
Well, other people's parties,
yeah,
I like.
Yeah, but you love having you know, people have good time.
But what is it like? What does it mean to get married? Obviously, the party is not the relevant side of it. Is it like it's awful? Fucking.
Can I ask you this? Can I
married?
Ask you this then? The moment you fell in love.
That you
moment,
not have
that
any
moment you
more
fell in love.
Cracker.
When did you know you were in love and this is the man that you want to spend some long time?
Hector, I'll tell you now, you'll get nothing out of this one.
No, but
you
we'll try. I'm trying.
Out of this one.
Like,
in fact, you've gone way more than it was ever necessary.
No, but when was that moment? Or when did you know?
I don't know.
Rita?
When, I still don't know.
And when did you know you were fully and utterly and totally in love?
But see, she mightn't phrase it like that, Hector. She mightn't, to her, realising that she would, is absolutely up for the adventure of living with this man in a married relationship. That might she mightn't use the same words that you would use.
That's an awful long way of putting it.
But you know, I'm up for the
adventure of living with a human being called a man that's in the vicinity of me, who has been together with this disciple of the community.
That's like penance.
Father,
what?
Living with someone.
Living
just
with
when you
agree to marry somebody, you said I'm up for the adventure of living with you. For the rest of this legally binding contract.
Year. For the rest of this year.
That's what
and see how
is.
We get on. It's, yeah.
I'm up for the adventure of it. It'll be exciting.
What
to
else do you
with
have
you.
To do is the makeup, hair, dress, shoes, everything organised.
Oh, yeah. It's like I bought a pair of shoes that didn't suit, and then I got another pair of shoes. And I said to the woman yesterday, if these shoes don't suit, keep it to yourself. I am wearing them whether they're not.
They'd be under the dress anyway and you'd be taking
well,
them
but
off.
They're fucking peeped
can you,
out,
can you confirm that you were spotted during COVID with the shoes, the said shoes on around the garden and the kitchen trying to break them in?
Out in the
you were spotted once or twice outside the house.
Chip and tear
trying to
outside
break them in.
The front door with me. Nice shoes, yeah. Walking around in my has underwear.
Has there been any temptation at all to take the beloved surname?
No, I have no desire for that.
Okay.
Wait, is that something you have to do?
No. That's
and
that's
can you
choice.
Confirm that the beloved's stag, they're heading away for a week?
It seems like it's reflecting on me that he won't go on a stag, but it has absolutely got nothing to do with me. Like, he can go wherever he wants, but he doesn't seem to want to go. That's because he's in love, possibly, and doesn't want to
no
be away.
No stag.
It's good that one of you are.
He doesn't seem to want to be far away from me for very long.
And on the hen.
I know I'm awful crack anyway. I mean, I tried to get a lift home with a bin lorry the other night, and I mean, I thought he was going to fall. He nearly fell into the bin they were picking up when I. And he was like, "Will you shut up? That's not a taxi." I said, "I'm not drunk." I said, "I know it's a bin lorry." And the driver was a foreign fella, and he kept saying, "I don't understand." And then the other fella goes, "This is a bin lorry, love." And I says, "Yeah, could you drop me out to Randall?" And he goes, No, he says, there's fucking loads of space in these new front, these bin lorries. I said, you could take at least 5 or 6 people in there. I said, go on, throw me out there, will you? And he says, no, he says, we were already in Ranelagh, so I can't go back out.
And whatever about your commitment to the adventure of living with the beloved, can I just say, that story was just another example of the phenomenal commitment to adventure the beloved has taken.
He loves the excitement of it. You just never know where it's going to end.
Well, listen.
It's like the joyride of life with Loretta Blewett.
Don't forget, if you do like what you hear, or if you want to check out what we do on a Monday on our special members podcast, you can go to thlpod.com and you can sign up there to become a member. Here's a quick taste of what to expect from our Acast Plus members only episode. It's out every Monday. Oh, Tommy.
We'll have to meet the bull in a while. What's your name, Mr. Bull?
Do you get the bull right. Come here then? Sorry? Do you just get a bull brought here?
No, we have 3 bulls here.
So it's all your own bulls? Right. And are they all Frisian bulls? Yeah.
Will you stop pretending you know what you're talking about, will you, please? I
swear to God, Loretta, you look as you are...
Why am I embarrassing?
No, you're not.
Because you're pretending you know what you're talking about, you don't.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm just asking questions.
I know the way you're dressed, you know your van. Look at this, look at them coming in now. They've been feeding all night.
Will a lot of these cows be going to Garth Brooks now in the summer? Yeah.
Look
I wondered if they listen to music.
I've got look friends
at the, look at the size of the udders. Look at the udders bursting with milk, Tommy, bursting. Bursting with the best of Mayo milk coming out then.
Fucking hell, I don't like the look of them. We hope you enjoyed that taste of our members only episode. To find out more, head to thlpod.com/members-only.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I found something out that horrified me.
Oh.
And it's to do with the Fine Gaeling of this country. And what I mean by Fine Gaeling is that turning this country into a functioning economy, that's the priority. And everything is geared towards economy and making the financial system work. And aren't we all a great little bunch of
Busy bees.
And I'm for the people who get up at 6:30 in the morning.
Hear, hear.
To go to work. I didn't realise until yesterday that Ireland has a credit rating model in place.
Oh, completely. That's been there for a long time.
Really? Where if you miss one mortgage repayment, that it stays on your record for 5 years and it makes it practically impossible to get
That's the European another banks loan. Them. Yeah, yeah.
That is... I think, I was watching a documentary about Cuba, and there's a lot to be said for just togging men and women out in second-hand, third-hand, or even brand-new military fatigues, coming down from the fucking mountains in jeeps, smoking cigars and rollies and wearing nice hats, and just killing fuckers who work for Fine Gael. Now, that might be a bit extreme, but killing people. The Lord God said, when he came down to earth, he said, the Sabbath exists for man. Man doesn't exist for the Sabbath.
Exactly.
And that was a great reminder to people to say that all these systems are in place to help people. And people's lives shouldn't be shaped by the system. If the system doesn't suit people, it's the wrong system. And I think that is one of the most un-Irish things, that one of the most indecent, disgusting acts of economic vandalism against against the Irishness. A fucking credit rating.
But we're not.
Who do they think they are?
Is it
Who do they fuck they think they are?
Is it Fine Gael?
These swats and fucking doctors and lick arses and economists and clean penis people. Just fuck off to some other. Go live in America. Just get the fuck off this island.
But wasn't
get off my lawn, as they say in America. But it's not. We're run by the European Central Bank. We're run by Europe.
He used to come in the suit. You remember he came in once every 2 or 3 years to give us a check us, like a teacher coming in to check.
And Micheál Martin travelling around the world, fucking sucking power's hole.
He was over with.
He's licking the sphincter of fucking international power.
He below Morocco.
But it's,
what does it mean to be Irish?
But you're the Irish,
and not having the confidence to be independent and say we are a. There have been people on this island with traditions and ways of behaving with one another that we don't need approval from other people in other countries in order to do. So this credit rating is the most inhuman, snobby, judgmental, horrible way of running a. You can't be judging people like that.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
But we went from corruption to being led by Europeans. So where are we going, like?
The Irishness has been knocked out of us, isn't it? Completely. It's just.
What do you propose we do?
Go
over. The first step is just a coordinated attack with high powered military rifles, just taking out the fuckers that are responsible.
We're turning into bloody Russia,
Cuba,
Ukraine.
Cuba.
Hang on for a second. What if we split the country in half and the people who want to live in your world? And live in the world I want to live in.
My world is ruled by decency. Yes, my world is ruled by cop on and common sense and empathy.
Yes.
It's not run by lick arses.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is for those people want to live like that, we should all move to the west of the country. Because I think the west is a better place to live your life like that. And the people who want to live like Fine Gael, fuck off over to the east.
But sure, is that not the way it is at the moment?
Yeah, but there are like...
And where was the mass protest against credit rating being brought in?
What happened?
How did that sneak under the fucking door?
Yeah, but
door?
Is there something in us that doesn't give a shit anymore that we just go?
We don't protest about anything. We're not like the French. Like, you can't do anything in France, so you get fucking protested into.
So the
your
military
face.
Fatigues is an interesting one. We should all be wearing combats and Doc Martens every single day.
And if we can't, okay, some people might object to
murder,
a load of mass assassinations. I would say then, okay, instead, instead of guns, we could have. If people just want to clatter, bait somebody around the head with a bit of wavin piping or a hurl, that's fine as well.
Yeah.
I'm just disgusted at this credit rating thing. I don't know how.
But sure, it's not going to be reversed because you're annoyed with it.
So, I'm speaking on behalf of the decency that's in
every
person.
Well, why is everybody not saying
that?
Because
now.
They're too busy. They're too busy fucking paying their mortgages.
There's now a time for a new political wave.
I have the cigars. Hector can get the military fatigues.
Yes, I can. I can open the old Army and Navy store in Navan.
We'll get a Jeep with no roof. Yeah. Eight of us hanging off it.
And we'll just go from Trim to Kells to Kilkenny and we'll recruit lads.
Rattling
and women
bullets into the sky.
And we'll recruit women in fatigues to get in the back.
Get in the back.
And we'll have flags off the back with a new flag and we'll just go around the country.
The real flag of Ireland is the purple flag with the golden harp.
And then all around the country we will have other operators.
Just death. The death squads.
So if there's room for a new political ring, I'm forming a brand new government. We are forming it here as we speak, and I am going to open the portfolios, and ye are the ministers. So what ministry will you take? And I will say that I will take the Ministry for Alternative Sports from now on in this country.
The fuck?
This is my new portfolio.
Alternative sports.
Alternative sports. So from now on, we will celebrate alternative sport. I will bring back the tug of war in every parish in the country outside the pub at 11 o'clock at night. Ones. Yeah, but like tug of war
like
will
diddy
be
diddy swinging and stuff
well,
like that.
Well, we will have the what? Sumo.
Whoa. Hector, you've just been sacked.
The
Right Honourable Aretha Blewett has
if you're going to do alternative sports, like tug of war is not that fucking alternative.
The tug of war can be only had after 10:30 on a summer's night outside men, local
where
landmark
men used
pubs.
Their penises to pee into like far distance areas and they get
your wee wee accuracy tests.
Yeah, like darts.
I'm going to be
pee darts.
The minister of decency.
What the Lord.
And that'd be
it's a big job.
Tommy
Minister
That's a big portfolio
very,
now, Tommy.
Yeah, and then we'd have the Department of Cop on.
I'm bringing a bill here. I'm bringing a bill here that
Did you read about those snaky bastards then with lobbying the government and the fucking taxis and the fucking
Uber
tell
boys.
You, there is a dirty Fine Gael evil
why
spirit.
Now,
where's the Fine Gael?
Because Fine Gael are all about money and
what are Fianna Fáil about?
Fianna Fáil just owl lads, sad men on
owl
farms.
Owl lads with fancy shirts.
Owl lads on farms.
Sad men
owl
on with farms. Fancy shirts.
Yeah, no, it's the Fine Gaeling of this country. It's the death.
That's
of
the problem.
The Minister of Decency.
And the
minister
and the Department of Cop.
What about
on?
Your man during the week? Look, I'm not an expert. I'm the lines, the laundry. I think the right honourable speaker is a person like years ago, but I'll get out to it now. Did you see him?
What was that?
Shannon. Well, at the moment now, the lad washing the laundry, the Daz, the person, and I'm sure some of the senators here will react to the Daz. I wasn't into Daz myself, but personal automatic. But.
What was he talking about?
I was talking about Arian, but I wasn't right out of his speakers anymore. Anyway, let's get on to the matters at hand. Did you not see
him? Was he talking about washing detergent?
Oh, I have to show you this. He goes, he stands up in the middle of the Shannon and it's class. We should have more of this. Complete randomness.
The Minister for Wildflowers.
I love it. There was a great trying today. And as we used to there, I used to try it myself, but I wasn't be doing much of the things that I was with the Daz and automatic and the person and the right out of his speaker. It was genius. It was brilliant during the week.
What about a minister?
What about new portfolios?
Okay, so this whole thing now about turf. You can't cut turf.
Oh, yeah,
you
minister
can't sell turf.
Of the ground.
So you're big green. You're like into alternative stuff. So do you think that you can't cut turf?
I don't care.
Oh no, Tommy, the turf is a very controversial issue.
How would you deal with that?
What is your
now?
Standing, Minister of Decency, on turf?
Where would you stand on
I'm
that?
Asking you now, Minister of Decency.
Now you can sell it to your neighbour.
I tell
or
you
your
what,
cousin.
I tell you what, as the Minister for Decency, I'll say this. Decency doesn't need strict, stringent, inflexible laws. Decency is a spirit.
It's common sense.
That moves from situation to situation, trying to do the decent thing.
Thank you very much, Minister. I'm just going to bring you back here to the. What is your ministry, Loretta?
I don't know.
Would be the Ministry of People.
People. That would fall in Tommy's fucking
portfolio. What about you? Ministry of Social Relationship.
No, Loretta.
Socialising.
No, Loretta is the Ambassador of Chat.
Great. I just go around
the
to
Ambassador of Chat.
Chat.
Right, that's great.
Just having conversations with people in all types of situations.
I try to diffuse sensitive situations.
I'd like to bring
and infuse.
As the Minister of Alternative Sports, I'm now putting together a bursary here for any child at 6 years of age, born on the 31st of December, that there will be €100,000 cash prize to the fittest 6-year-old in the playground, and it's called Playground Ninja, and it'll be open to every 6-year-old in the country. They can win £100,000 cash, and that money will be spent by the 6-year-old in the waveform. Anybody object to that? Playground Ninja.
You can get inter-county footballers to do flower arranging courses and stuff in college just so they can play Sigerson football.
Anyway, I'm disgusted by that.
Right. Well,
thing.
I'm
disgusted by it, and I just think that there are crimes against
humanity,
crimes against soul that are being committed right in front of our faces, and we're all too distracted to do anything about it. I don't know what kind of country are we living in at all, where you're punishing people for missing their mortgage repayments. You don't know what contributed to them missing the mortgage repayments. They're not missing the mortgage repayments because they're out having crack.
Yeah.
People are under pressure, and this thing following them around, so that you know, I just think it's
listen.
That's because it's no computer says no. There's no human approach to things anymore. It's this young fella working in an office and his computer thing comes bing, 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 bing and just attack.
Anyway, I just don't think
so last week, Tommy was getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
And I tried to infiltrate his thought process and maybe get his beloved
the wife done, yeah.
Yes.
In face in the tattoo. Did you get it done?
So I got the Virgin Mary, but the next one now is my wife's face.
Oh, go on, you big cop out.
You are not going for the wife's face, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereabouts?
What did your wife think?
I think I was going to get it
on. Are you going for a scenario?
I think I was going to get it on my wife's face on Loretta's back.
Here, did your wife hear the podcast about?
Oh, yes, she did, yeah.
And what did she think of it?
She just...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Just said I heard that podcast where Loretta was trying to convince you to get me instead of the Virgin Mary.
You heard that.
And
I said, I would like to get her on one arm and you on the other.
Right.
So that's
so show us.
There's the Virgin Mary there now.
Show me.
That's a little
she looks like Pedro Pio.
Oh, that's beautiful. Tommy, can you twist over here first? Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Very, very, very...
Can you see her face?
Nice lines. Yeah.
It's, she's still...
Wow, Tommy, sore.
In fairness, that's probably the last part of your skin that'll get all
Tommy,
wrinkly.
Sore.
It's nice. It's nice. Do you like it as a piece?
Really
though?
Nice. It is very nice. Very angelic.
Nice to get it on the forearm. There you're going to see it.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless and good luck.